This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Zagreb this afternoon in a historic first-ever visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Croatia, marking a new chapter in bilateral relations. Croatian Prime Minister Andrej Plenković received Mr. Modi at the Franjo Tuđman Airport. On his arrival, he was welcomed with traditional cultural performances. During the ceremonial's reception, Croatian kids welcomed him with Namaste greetings, Croatian group of spiritual people chanted Vedic mantras, and native dancers performed Kathak Nritya. Mr. Modi met the Indian diaspora and Croatian friends of India. Later today, Prime Minister Modi will hold delegation-level talks with Croatian counterpart Andrej Plenković at his official residence, Banski Dvori. Prime Minister Narendra Modi firmly told the US President Donald Trump that India never accepted third-party mediation to resolve issues with Pakistan and will never accept it in the future. Mr. Modi held a telephonic conversation with President Trump and discussed the recent Operation Sindoor. The Prime Minister's remarks came following US President's repeated claims of taking credit for the ceasefire between India and Pakistan. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that during the 35-minute conversation, the Prime Minister clearly conveyed to Mr. Trump that talks were never held at any level on inter-America trade deal or on mediation by the US for the cessation of the recent military action between India and Pakistan.
Pradhan Mantri Modi ne Rashtrapati Trump ko spasht roop se kaha ki is pure ghatnakram ke dauran kabhi bhi kisi bhi star par Bharat-America trade deal ya America dwara भारत और पाकिस्तान के बीच मध्यस्थता जैसे विषयों पर बात नहीं हुई थी। सैन्य कार्रवाई रोकने की बात सीधे भारत और पाकिस्तान के बीच दोनों सेनाओं की एग्जिस्टिंग चैनल्स के माध्यम से हुई थी और पाकिस्तान के ही आग्रह पर हुई थी।
The confrontation between Israel and Iran has entered its sixth day, with continued missile exchanges and airstrikes fueling fears of a wider regional conflict. Explosions rocked Tehran as Israel claimed attacks on centrifuge and weapons production sites in Iran. The attacks came after Iran launched more missiles towards Israel, including the hypersonic Fateh projectile, claiming the weapon broke through Israeli air defenses. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei warned that any U.S. strikes against Iran will have serious and irreparable consequences. In a televised address to the nation, Khamenei said, Iran will stand firm against an imposed war. Responding to U.S. President Trump's call for surrender, Khamenei said the Iranian nation will not surrender. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has highlighted that the recent Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan, the nationwide campaign, marked an unprecedented convergence of agricultural research, extension and development by directly engaging 13.4 crore farmers across 1.43 lakh villages across the nation. Addressing the media in New Delhi today, Mr. Chauhan said that a developed agriculture sector and prosperous farmers align with Prime Minister Modi's vision for a developed India.
हमारे सामने लक्ष्य है भारत की खाद्य सुरक्षा सुनिश्चित करना पोषण युक्त अनाज फल और सब्जियां पर्याप्त मात्रा में जनता के लिए उपलब्ध कराना किसानों की आजीविका ढंग से चले खेती फायदे का धंधा बने इसकी कोशिश करनी है और इस धरती को आने वाली पीढ़ियों के लिए भी उत्पादन देने वाली बनाए रखना और इसके साथ साथ भारत को दुनिया का फूड बास्केट बनाना और इन्हीं सब को ध्यान में रख के वन नेशन वन एग्रीकल्चर वन टीम के सब मिलके एक दिशा में काम करें जिनमें किसान भी शामिल और इसी विचार को लेकर हमने बनाया विकसित कृषि संकल्प अभियान.
Minister of State for Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, today announced that the central government employees covered under the Unified Pension Scheme will now be eligible for retirement and death gratuity benefits. He said that the new provision reflects the government's commitment to ensure social security for all categories of employees under the national pension system. Dr. Singh underscored that several of the ministry's reforms went beyond administrative convenience and carried broader socio-cultural messages. And the Election Commission has decided to fast-track electors' photo identity cards or EPICs delivery to the electors. And that is the end of this news bulletin.